one was filled temporarily with the Holy Spirit and stayed with the prophesy regarding Jesus. I mean, that was quite a woman. She could be a little intimidating. You know, friends like that sometimes, it's just like everything they do is good, right? Well, I think instead of being intimidated by them, we want to use them as a model. And so Elizabeth is a beautiful model, just as in her own right, as a woman of a godly nature. But even though she has her independent relationship with the Lord, the second thing I want us to just look at is that she was also a very supportive wife and a lifelong partner for sacrifice. And we see it clearly in the next section of scripture when her baby was delivered. Expecting her to name him after his father, Zacharias. And she spoke up and said, no, he will be called John. And they replied that there was no one in the family with that name. And so I thought she didn't give in to peer pressure or tradition, but she was loyal to her husband and obeyed what he told her. And the question again for us is, do we respect our husband's wishes? Are we loyal to him? Are we spouting him? Balcony people will lift you up, or basement people will pull you down. Elizabeth was a balcony person with her husband. And many of you mentioned that it's easier to be a balcony person for friends sometimes than for our husbands. And so Elizabeth is a good example of being that for her husband. She supported Zacharias. And I went back and reread the scriptures about their relationship and noticed quite a few statements that I think would indicate they had a great relationship. And just in the first chapter, 1:6 says, both of them were righteous. So both of them were together. They were childless. Since your petition has been heard and your wife bears. I am an old man and my wife is well along in years. After this, his wife became pregnant. I love that. I just think it was a dear connection that you don't always see mention of couples in the Bible. They seem like they were very, very certainly were better as a couple, or she as a wife, than some of the women we've studied. And just briefly, we have Eve. And Eve was okay because she's in a perfect environment and she helped cause her son, her husband, to disobey God, to not trust God. Sarah was pretty good, but then when they didn't get a child, she gave her handmaid to Abraham, so she went ahead of God's timing. Rebecca started out so well, but then she greatly encourage your son to give a really good lie to his father. Peninnah was jealous and mean to Hannah, and her husband had to deal with all those emotions men don't love to do. Job's wife was definitely not loving, not there for him in the hardest times. And as I was thinking about it, I thought, sometimes that those wives convict us of some of the things that we do more than Elizabeth. Elizabeth finished well as a wife. They as a couple continued to serve and give. And because of that, the impact of the whole community, and especially, I'm sure, their son, John. After Elizabeth supported Zacharias and wrote down his name as John, immediately Zacharias could speak, and his first words were, praise God. And I think how exciting that must have been for Elizabeth. They could finally share and talk about their child. And all their neighbors were watching all this, and it says that they were filled with awe, and throughout the whole countryside of Judea, many were talking about these things and asking, I wonder what this child is going to be like, what's going to happen, miraculous things are going on. And they recognized the Lord's goodness upon them. Zacharias and Elizabeth modeled a beautiful faith and a joyful, worshipful relationship with the Lord and those around them. And so obviously they must have to their son, John, as he grew. When we live like what do people say about your family, my family? What do they see about your family? It is believed that both Zacharias and Elizabeth died before John was grown. Which is kind of sad, but that's true. But I thought, knowing they probably knew their time might be short because of their age, and I thought, think of all they would want to teach John while they could. Much like Hannah must have felt trying to teach Sam for a few years. Both of them had such a rich history of Bible knowledge that they could give them. They probably knew the last verse of the Old Testament. says, "See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents." They could tell him he was the answer to that prophecy. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Pretty amazing. Another couple that had an amazing son in the Old Testament was Samson's parents. Remember Samson, the strong man? And they prayed, Judges 13:8, "Teach us what we should do unto this child." And I thought, I bet you that was Elizabeth's prayer every day. And I want to add, I bet she prayed, "Lord, give me energy to keep up with this child, watch this child." I mean, he was a wild man. I have a wild grandson right now, and I bet you if they were near my age, you need to pray for lots of energy. Besides great Bible knowledge, Zacharias and Elizabeth had a beautiful marriage, which would give John security and love and modeling of godly life. And I thought often modeling can be a very important form of teaching. Sometimes the best time. Our kids watch us, and they know us best. Funny story of a pastor. When I started bike riding at the age of about 40, I used to kind of make fun of all the clothes these bikers wore. They'd have these certain pants and jerseys. So he heard all that. Well, then when I got into it, I realized that each one had a purpose, so I started buying them all. And came up to him and said, "Mom, you're such a hypocrite." And that's why I told him why I actually had to change my tune. But I thought they watch us so carefully, so modeling. And I was thinking, I got Mary and Elizabeth that up with each other, I'm sure at feast days at the temple, but to talk over the years as their sons grew and encourage one another in their mothering. And again, I wonder how their conversations would go. How big is your son now? How is he doing? Is he very unique compared to other kids? I think they would understand each other in another way. How are you doing with the great responsibility of raising this child? And I love what's said about both of their sons. What said of John in Luke 1:8, "When the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he publicly appeared in Israel." 3 years and became strong. And it says of Jesus in Luke 2:52, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor of God and of man." Two amazing men growing up together. So just to conclude, Elizabeth, I think, is a wonderful example for us today. I hope that made her a little bit more real. She has now become one of my most favorite characters in the Bible. She wasn't before. And it just appears that her whole life was one of walking blamelessly before the Lord, obeying him and pointing others to him. What a great example. A woman who was a faithful wife, a lifelong partner, supported and encouraged her husband, and walked alongside of him until they died. A friend that Mary wanted to run to and stay with. And I would imagine many others felt that way about her. An older woman who was entrusted with an amazing son, whom she helped grow in his faith and fulfill his call. She could be a little intimidating, but let's use her as an example. And how can we follow her example? I wanted to say, this is our application. If you're young here today, be proactive in following the Lord. Don't let the world around you squeeze you. Stand out for Jesus. Be a supportive wife if you're married. Be a hospitable and be a friend that people would want to work on. Learn God's word and teach it to your children. Those are some things young women can do. I heard it said once, it was my mom actually, if you want to be a nice old lady, you have to be a nice young lady. Because sadly enough, we don't automatically grow better with age. Feel you're on the later side of life in here this morning, I want to encourage those of us at that point, don't give up. Keep your walk with God fresh. Sometimes when you've been a Christian for so long, I think we know it. You know, we just know so much, we know a lot of the Bible, but keep it fresh. Keep serving God in ways that can work for you now. They might be different than when we were younger, but don't quit. Finish well. And she finished not only well, but she finished with joy. And I love our lesson that you're going to do in your small groups. It centers on that joy. So I want to leave her with you all this morning and ask the question, how can we be more like Elizabeth? Let's pray. thank you for the example of amazing godly work. I pray that her life will impact ours, that she will be a model for us to follow in the areas that maybe we feel weak in. We just ask the Holy Spirit to just fill us, Lord, and help us be the woman that you want us to be. We're all so different. But help us to continue to grow and learn. Show the world a Christian testimony, which it needs so bad. Thank you for these wonderful women that want to grow and learn. I pray we would have a great time of sharing this.